mystery and imagination. Fingers by Dorothy L. Sayers. This week's story in our series of tales of mystery and imagination. The tale you are about to hear was first told in the Egotist Club in London. On that particular occasion, a film actor named Barton was telling a story.
One day, I received a letter from an Eric P. Loder, a famous sculptor. Mr. Loder wrote me,
"Dear Mr. Varden, I've just seen your latest picture, Apollo Comes to New York. An interesting idea, having one of the old Greek gods, or a statue of him, rather, brought to life in a big modern city. Oh, you played Apollo very well. And I say this as a sculptor. I should enjoy having you visit me next time you're in New York and posing for a statue for me. Faithfully yours, Eric P. Loder."
Of course I was flattered by Mr. Loder's letter. He was a famous artist, and I decided to accept his invitation.
"Come in, Mr. Varden, come in. I've been looking forward to your arrival, and so I may add is Maria. Oh, this is Maria Morano. As you can see, Mr. Varden, I like to surround myself with beautiful objects."
"I see what you mean."
"Oh, do you? Well, Maria doesn't have too much to say, but then she doesn't have to. Her beauty speaks for her, and I have never found a more perfect model."
"She sits for you often?"
"Oh, yes. And from a sculptor's point of view, Maria's almost perfect, with just one slight flaw. The second toe of her left foot, well, it's shorter than the big toe. I correct it, of course, in the statues."
"Of course. Art is long. Life is short."
"Signor Varden, I see you in the films, no?"
"Well, I've made a few. Yes, you may have seen me."
"Oh, it is exciting. I have never met a film star before now."
"And I have never met a more beautiful woman."
"Oh, that is a very lovely compliment, Mr. Varden. Thank you."
"Maria was merely a dancer in a cabaret when I first met her. But then I'll leave her to tell you all about it, if you're interested. Now, I must leave you for a few moments. I have to check a few things."
"What I have always wished for, Senor Varden, is to have a restaurant all my own."
"A restaurant?"
"Si, a restaurant with many, many cooks. With white aprons and big white hats."
"Oh, I like that. Why, whenever I see a cook wearing one of those big white hats, I feel like shouting, 'My compliments to the chef.' And is there anything else you'd like in your restaurant, Maria?"
"Yes. Many people like yourself, Senor Varden. People who, como se dice, who appreciate a good dinner."
"A good dinner prepared by chefs with big white hats in a restaurant run by Maria Morano, the beautiful Spanish dancer. Oh, who could ask for more?"
"Well, well. It looks as if Maria and you are getting along famously, Varden. I suppose I should be pleased."
Well, I stayed on as Loder's guest until he completed the statue, and then my visit came to an end. I didn't get to see Loder again until several years later, when he invited me again to visit him at his studio. And how is Maria nowadays?
She's left me.
Left you? Why? Has she gone and set up in that restaurant of her own she wanted so much?
So, she talked to you about restaurants, did she? I suppose you're one of the men that women tell things to. She never spoke too freely with me. No. She made a fool of herself, and she's gone.
I see. Why, that's too bad. Oh, it must be a great loss to your work, as well as... I remember you said she was the best model you ever employed for your sculpture.
She was, certainly. And, as I'm sure you've noticed, she was the model for that statue over there. That couch in front of the fire.
The couch? Why, you put a silver sculpture of Maria in a reclining position into the frame. And I suppose with the help of a few cushions, why, you can even sit on it.
Oh, I told you it was something different. I felt confident you would especially like it.
That night, after dinner, Loder excused himself to work in his laboratory, and I tried to read in the living room. In spite of my good intentions, I fell asleep. But soon, I was awakened by a stranger.
I beg your pardon. Are you Mr. Varden?
Yes, I am, but who are you?
My name is Whimsy, Lord Peter Whimsy, and well, I hope you'll excuse my butting in. I know it looks like bad manners, but you'd better clear out of this place very quickly.
What the devil do you mean?
Loder's never forgiven you. And I'm afraid he means to make you into a hat stand or an electric light fixture or something of that sort. So don't you think you ought to leave now, when you still can?
Say, who are you? What are you driving at? What do you mean about Loder never forgiving me? Forgiving me for what?
Oh, I beg your pardon. You see, Loder fancies you were, about to take Maria Murano away from him when you were here last time.
Me take Maria away? Oh, why, it's preposterous. She went off with somebody else. Loder must know she didn't go with me.
Loder knows that, of course. He saw to it that Maria never left this house. And if you don't get out of here this moment, you may never leave it either.
What are you talking about?
Come over here, to the couch. Now, you'll admit that the figure on it is Maria.
I know he used Maria as the model.
Well, that's not quite what I mean. Have you ever examined the toes of this statue?
Why, no. I remember Lotus said Maria was almost perfect, except that the second toe of her left foot was shorter than the big toe. He always corrected it in the statues, always.
Well, that's what he said. Go on, Mr. Barton. Examine the toes of the left foot of this figure.
The second toe is shorter than... Well, this is one sculptured figure that has the feet of the living woman.
Sculptured figure, Mr. Varden? Never mind the silver finish. This is no sculpture. I'll prove it to you now. See this heavy poker? I'll smash the figure with it.
Details. What I saw then was horror. One of the arms of the statue had come off, and inside the silver plating was the remains of poor Maria. I nearly ran out, but Lord Whimsy held me back.
I don't blame you, Varden, for being frightened by this grisly sight. Myself, I'm somewhat more prepared for it. You see, I found out some rather terrible things about Mr. Eric Loder. The lady made into a couch has been electroplated on a copper base deposited directly on her. And of course, Mr. Varden, you are scheduled for a similar operation, as were many others before you.
You mean his many statues are really copper-plated people?
Yes, Mr. Varden. And now it's time we put a stop to Loder and his mad plots. I think we'd better pay him a surprise visit in his cellar workshop.
In the next room, Lord Whimsy pressed a black spot in the panel molding, and a large section of the wall slid aside to reveal dark steps going downward.
This is Loder's entrance to the laboratory. Now be careful on the way down. The steps are narrow and steep. See that door? It opens on Loder's chamber of horrors. Look through the door window. He's preparing his vats of chemicals and electrical current directors, by which he turns people into statues.
All those acids and transformers and complicated equipment. Why, he must be insane.
I think he is. Now, very quiet. We'll open the door slowly.
What in the devil's name are you doing here?
We've come to tell you, Loder, that your criminal deeds are at an end.
Ha ha! If you think that, my foolish friends, you are in for a surprise.
Careful, Whimsy. He's reaching for those live electroplating wires.
Indeed, dear sirs. I feel you're about to come to a shocking end. Doc Barton! But this time I'll catch you both when I swing those live wires around you.
The switch behind you, Barton. Before he electrocutes us, turn it off.
Where is it? Oh, there. There it is.
Ha ha. But too late.
He's missed again. Quickly, Barton. Pull with me on the insulating cable below the exposed contacts.
Merciful heavens. He's fallen into the vat.
Yes. Yes, so he has. The momentum from his swinging the electric cables caused him to slip and fall. Of course, our tug on the cable may have helped, I hope.
But his hands. His hands. Already the metal is plating them.
Don't touch him, Barton, or you'll electrocute yourself.
A fitting end for the man with the copper fingers.
Just heard another program in our series, Tales of Mystery and Imagination. The cast included John Ryan as Whimsy, Harold Holtzberg as Barton, Frank Sawyer as Loder, and Nina Korn as Maria. Today's story, The Man with Copper Fingers by Dorothy L. Sayers, was adapted for radio by Gerard Previn Meyer and produced and directed by Edwin Starr. Ozzie Leonard speaking. This... Thank you.